10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit.
Welcome to the Cum Zone.
You're now listening to...
Carl!
Mission failed. We'll go next time.
God, these buttholes suck.
How it feels to chew five cum.
Oh, look.
Fucking murder!
Let him come.
Drink, you dumb cunt.
Legalized nuclear bomb.
Spectacular. Mommy milkers.
Hi.
Hi. Break the silence.
I did. It's true.
I did. That it count? Was all Callum this time.
No silence for you.
No, no.
No.
Too respectful.
I'm sorry, what's respect in an unrespectful world?
Silence.
Exactly.
Right. Off to a great start.
Oh, of course. Every fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because the coffee hasn't hit my bloodstream yet. And it's still like cold Macca's coffee from last night, so...
I was trying to offer you warm coffee this morning.
Yeah, but your boy was tired from dealing with your missus last night, so...
Yeah, like, you just intervened. You literally was... I was about to, like, say something. I was just like, can you please? And then you're just like, oh, I'm the parent here. What's your fucking mouth say? I was just like... I didn't argue. I was just like, he's going to do the hard stuff on me. Sweet.
I was just like, boy, pull yourself up before I fucking leave you here. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, yeah, no, you're fine. Just stop being stupid.
Backstories. We had a party last night and my missus got drunk. And Jai, for the first time in a very, very, very long time, was Dezo.
Yay.
Yay.
Everyone clap.
If you didn't clap, you must follow for more recordings.
Got him.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
imagine
that.
Imagine if I was there.
Oh, it would have been great.
Yeah.
You probably would have held her cheeks and poured more alcohol down her throat.
I feel like he would have been the one to sit inside.
I do have a habit of pouring.
All right, so this podcast just went from a threefer to a twofer. Your boy, Callan, just passed the fuck away.
Callan, when you're going through the recording, can you please edit like that sound effect of being offline? Like that music?
See, I don't understand why you said this, because he never listens to this while he's editing. Why don't you just send him text messages saying, hey, can you do this when this happened at this time?
Fine.
Because every time you're like, hey, Khaled, like future Khaled, can you do it? He never does because he never listens to the recording while editing.
Oh. Well, he does.
No.
He really listens to it to make sure everything's okay.
No, he looks at the sound waves to see where we peak and where we don't.
Oh.
That is the only thing he does.
Right. Screw that there.
But with that, hello everyone and welcome back to insert podcast name here. My name is Jai. Theirs isn't.
Mine's better. Mine's got an E and a Y. It's Joey.
I still can't believe that you fucked up that fucking bad.
I'm still sticking to it.
I know you are. And the other person you heard earlier in this recording is Callan, but for right now he is dead. So he's jumped back to our old podcast called Afterlife Wisdom. If you want to check out on our older stuff, by all means, check that out. It's not as good as this stuff, but it's still there.
Yeah, you guys, we would actually organize stuff. But now we just talk what's on top of our minds.
It's great. And Callan might be alive again, but I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Nope. Internet's still fucking bodgy.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll come back. We'll keep talking about that. Let's talk about, like, social media creators where they, like, say, if you like, well, what's this one guy? He does, like, music. He does, like, magical tricks on Facebook. And he goes, like, all right, to select your answer, please like this video. It's just like, what do you mean? That doesn't do anything.
See, a lot of people do that, too. You want to know why? To get likes.
I know, like, but, oh, like, at first... I know, but at first I'm just like, I'm like, okay, fine. But then it's just like in the future, figure that out. I'm like, that line sack is shit.
Yeah, but like at the same time, they do that as well as they, like, oh, comment your answer and see who else got it in the comments. It's like, you, no, fuck off. That's social anxiety all, like, there. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm out of that conversation.
Nice. Done so well.
Well, I was going to go on the ramble, but, you know, it's one of the situations where you've just, you know, got straight to the point and we're like, oh, well, we got to the bottom of that bombshell very quickly. It's like every crime TV show. They're like, it's actually very easy to solve this crime. And they're like, yeah, but we'll act like the first suspect is not the murderer. We'll go off on a stupid...
It's like, let's extend this episode for like 40 minutes. And then for the last 4 minutes, let's be like actual detectives to know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, like so many times how like, it's like, I remember one episode on a TV show called Castle. And then girlfriend died. They suspected the boyfriend. And anyway, he was upset and just wanted her to go home. He had no idea where she was. And then after a bunch of bullshit, they listened to his phone call. And they just said, and she says, I just want to come home. I come home. And then he calls her like a dumb bitch or something. And then he murdered her. And I'm like, nice. So what are you telling me? You just have to check his fucking phone records?
Yep.
There we are.
That's great. It's...
There we are.
Also, I do want to say, like, I love how when we record, we all do it via Discord. And everyone has their, like, they actually have cameras and shit to that effect. Whereas me, I use my phone. And every motherfucker texts me while I'm recording. Like, now. I had 3 text messages in the last, like, 10 minutes.
Man.
Oh, my God.
What's it like being poor?
It's really annoying because you get to see one of your closest mates fucking who doesn't work or do anything until summer school starts to then be like, oh yeah, I'm just here working my ass off and all my money's going out the fucking window. It's sick. Love that.
Fuck you.
Love you, Joe.
I love you too, man.
But actually,
anyway. So,
and welcome back. The man is alive.
False news.
That's fair. It checks out.
Indeed.
Also, just a heads up, I use my phone as my camera, so never text, always try to use Discord if you're going to try and reach out while recording. Sick, love that. He's dead again.
That was Callan, everybody.
Yep, so now with that, I actually do want to bring up a topic that I'm somewhat interested in to see, like, your point of view.
All right, shoot.
Warm coffee. So, yeah, hear me out. Warm coffee. Would you choose on a blistering hot summer's day, if you had the choice between a iced coffee or a warm coffee, which are you on the fence of?
Oh, fuck. If I had a choice, I guess I'd go for iced coffee. I don't know. But I have had coffee on massive hot days. And I feel slightly uncomfortable, but I'm like, it's coffee. Just drink it down. Yeah. It'll wake me up. I'll deal with the chest burns later.
Because, like, I mean to bring this up because it's just weird to see people be like, oh, yeah, I'll get a iced coffee on a blistering hot day. And I'll be fine with, like, having the milk curdle in my stomach. I'm like, why do you need to add that last bit on? Like, that's really not needed.
Yeah. I don't know. I think... Yeah, I think if I'm, like, out all day and it's hot, then, yeah, sure. I'll have a nice coffee.
Yeah.
It's... I don't know.
But, like...
I normally would just get a frozen Coke at that point.
Yeah. With that, what is it? Brain work... you got a warm coffee and then ignored it and like completely forgot about it until it got to cold. Would you still drink it? Or would you be like, no, it's old, it's disgusting, it's quote unquote off?
Or if it's really, really cold, Maybe a gulp and then put it in the bin.
Okay.
I think.
But... So you would hate exactly what I'm doing right now. Because I ordered this coffee last night, had like two or three gulps, then passed the fuck out.
Yeah, the thing is, I made you a fresh coffee. It's literally still on the kitchen bench. You could just grab that and it would still be nicer than that.
That's actually... have a try that. That's actually still nice.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Great thing about, like...
It's just going to be iced coffee, isn't it? Yeah, you wonder why it's all right. It's because it's got sugar in it. I can taste the sugar. It's the only thing making it sweet.
Hello. It's a great thing.
And he's back once again.
Quick, before you cut. What do you think? Iced coffee or coffee?
Coffee.
Okay, we're done here.
I say done. All right.
All right, anyway, thanks, everyone.
Go.
Okay. And
that
scene.
Should be it.
What happened?
Well, first, I don't know why, but the NBN box started fucking up.
Nice.
So
it saw your IP address.
It probably did, let's be honest. The only explanation.
Mm-hmm. It's like a bunch of, like, microscopic electronic people doing the work, and then they're like, oh, Callum's using Discord again. Oh, you know what? Fuck him.
Cut him off.
Fucking Sunday. Fucking don't let him go through. So you had to bribe them. He opened up the little box, and he's like, guys, please.
I'll give you some bacon bits. Like, oh, okay. You can have bacon. The internet back.
Oh, okay. Please tell me there's a hacking software, and it's called Bacon Bits, please. I would love that. Bacon crumbs or something.
Yeah. Or bacon bites.
Yeah. Crumb bits.
Either way. I like that. The NBN box, and the second time, for whatever reason, the modem cut out after about half a minute. But they should both be hunky-dory now.
Who's your provider, Callan?
I think it's Optus.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, we're all fucked then.
Yeah. And... because it's just like, it was something simple, wasn't it? Because their whole framework or something's all fucky. Like, real... like, if it breaks, it breaks. They got, like, no proper backups or anything.
I don't remember specifically what happened because it was a while ago, but it just required a very simple fix. It was just a restart or a reboot. Yeah. The only issue is they didn't have a remote network or like an isolated network in order to force a reboot on the side. So they physically had to send someone to every single node around Australia to go and turn something on and off again.
Nice.
Fuck.
And everyone in IT who I know has been like, wow, I did that for my very small or moderate sized company. It was the easiest thing I've ever done. What do you mean Optus doesn't have that?
No.
Yeah.
I also love how all of Optus' servers were on Optus as well. So they were fucked.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No one could communicate between each other.
No.
But why would they be? It's kind of funny. Like, wouldn't you be funny if you're your investor and you're like learning about the structure of the whole layout and then you're just like, okay, but our service provider for all our devices is Telstra. And you're just like, you're telling me you guys aren't confident with your own system? Yes.
But yeah, yes.
Objectively, they'd have their own private network. You know?
Oh, yeah, they should have like a private section where they are having some sort of subscription to Vodafone or somebody, just in case, yeah, their systems do go down.
And yeah, like Optus is like, they own like at least half a dozen other companies. Like a Maysim is connected.
Yeah.
Vodafone's connected, as you said.
Boost.
Yeah, there you go. And most of those stayed up.
I don't understand how though. Like,
because they technically had their own infrastructure.
Yeah, like you never know, because with merging, they could literally merge with each other with their resources and everything, or they just have them on the side, but they're still their own entity. They just take in the wins and losses.
Because I don't know if you bothered sticking around long enough until you got to it, but it's nodes and whatnot.
Yeah.
They all share an interconnected network, so if one falls, the other one tends to...
Well, that's how they're supposed to do it. That's how it should do it.
It's not how it worked.
I even met a friend, disclaimerly, that they just started their work and basically doing the tech side. And he was just shocked that they have not been hacked yet. Because, one, their whole, you know, security protocols were absolutely very basic. And the second thing was, is he was checking the data stream. He goes, like, so where do you keep all your data? Where's all the backups? And they basically have, I think they said, three facilities around Sydney. One big one, two small ones. And then they have one building down in Melbourne where all the data's kept. And he's just like, so when the system goes down, do you have any backups? And he goes like, and that, like, the idea is that you'll have like another facility that actually has like some sort of provider or a separate connection to communicate to that like data frame. And they're like, oh no, the three buildings communicate to each other and the main building communicates to the one in Melbourne. And he's like, so if the system goes down, you're literally fucked because you can't communicate to that location in Melbourne. And he's and they're just like, I've never thought about that. And he's like, as a professional, I'm gonna say this: what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Yep.
Tech people, we rely on it too much because it's awesome, but when it breaks, we're fucked.
We get to use steam trains again.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have to make our own butters by hand.
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, what's harder, making butter from scratch or bread?
Butter.
Butter?
I would definitely say
butter. I mean, are you making the butter purely for the bread purely from scratch? Are you milling your own grain?
Yeah, everything from scratch. Raw materials and everything.
Oh, well, no, in that case, then, yeah, no bread.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
Butter's hella easy.
Yeah, no.
It's just milk and you go at it, you know.
We need one of those wooden things with a big stick, eh? And you gotta go bang-a-dang-a-dang-a-dang.
I'm sure the guy that goes out into the wilderness and makes shit has probably made a butter churning video by now.
100%.
Absolutely.
I actually also know the exact person you're talking about.
What is this white bearded guy, like full white hair?
Mm.
Yeah, him.
Exactly.
But I have actually a question. This might have to lead to Callan, but what would be harder, making butter itself, like churning it yourself, or making whipped cream by hand? Because making whipped cream's a bitch.
It is. It's true.
I would not know.
It takes like 20 to 30 minutes of just constant whipping.
Well, if you get a butter churning device, then you should arguably get a whipped cream whipping device.
Yeah, like a beater.
Don't know why I'm like laughing.
Is it an electric or just a regular whisk? I mean, I guess
I'm talking about like whisk and like a glass bowl. Like you're just doing that manually.
Okay, the classic.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe whipping your own cream is more accessible to more people because it is it's a lot easier. It just takes fucking ages.
It takes like a year and a half to fucking do.
Depends how good you are at whisking.
Sure.
It was a joke. I just thought of. Who is the best person to make whipped cream?
I don't know who is the best person to make whipped cream.
Indiana Jones.
For fuck's sake.
I think I'm really, without the child, I am turning into a dad. I got a bit of a beer bod. I wear the big thick sunnies. I wish I had shorts. None of my shorts fit me.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, I was wearing the most ugliest Christmas Hawaiian shirt. And I was just like chilling on the chair, having the beer in my hand. I was just like, yes.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you look over to the other side and see your missus going fucking crazy. It was great.
She is funny.
Mm.
And she usually drives a lot and doesn't get to drive. Yeah.
She doesn't like the taste normally. Well, not the taste. She doesn't like the, I don't know how you explain it. The
alcohol tastes spicy.
Yeah, That's funny. But yeah, no, it was a good night.
Yeah.
I like the hostess, because I was just like, I think I've drinking more, so I think I have a better idea of where my limits are. And then she just immediately was just like, no, you don't. You've been pretty damn bad. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, oops. I'm going to shut up now.
But yeah, no, Joe was like, oh yeah, no, like, I think I know what I can call it quits and say when to stop. And then, the host is like, oh, absolutely not. You like, know when to stop and then keep fucking going. It's like, oh, yep. Okay.
Well, the only time I could only justify myself was like, he's like, well, what about Callan's partner's party? She's like, you off your face? And I was like, no, I was just grumpy. I was just grumpy because I was really tired.
You were and then the whole night.
Oh, no, that was all right. The weather then was actually pretty good. I was worried about the suit, but...
That's fair.
It was A-OK. It was A-OK.
Unlike that night, but the weather was not A-OK.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. So, talking about last night and the rain and the possible hail and shit to that effect, I was told, hey... The present that we brought might still be in the car. Can you?
Oh no, that's right. And
I was like, you gotta be fucking me, yeah? There's no chance that I'm going out in that fucking rain to check the fucking car to see.
I offered.
You offered when I was already
out. They're getting the present tomorrow.
And then I was right next to you and I said, I'll go get it. And then you're like, no, I've got the thicker jacket. And you ran for it.
Fucking got out to the car, opened the car door, looked in, and nothing. I'm like, you fucking wankers.
I went through the house like 3 times until eventually I just sit on the kitchen bench away from all the other presents. So I was just like,
I then walk in completely fucking saturated. My socks are gored. My shoes are fucking drenched. And Joe's like, oh yeah, no, it's inside. I'm like, are you fuck? All right, fuck it. Whatever. Ooh. Sure. Sick.
Yeah, that part
wasn't fun.
No.
There was an exercise bike, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much time did you spend drunk on that thing?
I wasn't drunk. I had to stay sober.
Damn, okay.
I only had, like, two big cans of beer. Yeah, so technically, standard drink-wise, I had maybe around about 5 or 6 standard drinks. I don't know. Good I can't do the math. But that was at the very start, so... And we didn't leave for another 4 hours.
Yeah, we didn't leave until, like, 10:30.
Yeah, so... It was fine. I had to be sober because Josh got his L's.
Again, and it's fucking annoying, but at least I could drive.
Dude, I like it how, like, we were, like... Because me and the missus were, like, contemplating... Alright, who's gonna be able to, you know, be over the limit? And then I was a bit hesitant because a lot of times my partner, she's like, oh, I'll be drinking. She has one drink and maybe a half. And then she's like, I'm not drinking anymore. I just don't feel it. And I'm like, okay. But then, she was really keen on drinking. I was like, okay. And then Jai is just like, mate, I don't care. You guys can book it drunk. We're not far off. It's a short drive. And I'm like, mate, you've had a lot of bad luck recently. I am not being the reason that he like lost his license. And also, I don't want to lose any more penalties. I lost fucking 6 penalties from one speeding ticket. I was like, I picked the worst time to not pay attention to my speedometer.
That'll do it.
Mm.
Six is a bit rude.
Mm. When we first rocked up, I was like, oh yeah, no, fuck it. Like, both you guys drink, have a great time, like, enjoy. I've had my green peas before, like, I've been driving for, like, 4 years. I just haven't driven in 2. Like, that's it. That's all it is. And they're like, no, it's fine. It's like, okay, shit, sorry.
I was not taking the risk. I was not.
And then the hostess was even nice enough to be like, I have a lounge. You guys can just stay the fuck here. It's like, thank you, but no, we can't.
Yeah, it's just, I can't be bothered.
Three people, one couch.
And it makes me sound like an alcoholic that if I'm like, no, I really want to drink. I'm just like, no, I'm pretty sure I can live with one party. And, you know, since, you know, I was like, at least I have 3 beers. I was happy with that.
More than 2.
Yeah, well, they 2 of them were big cans, and then one of them was the regular can.
Yeah.
So I was like,
you went for the, oh, can I have some of your dessert? Sure, just 1 spoon. You pull out the
only a spoonful.
Big spoon.
Love that vine.
But I still got a, like 6.5 minute recording of the hostess opening presents, and then I had to run out in the rain.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's when it happened.
Yeah. That's
that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was good. Yeah. Actually, what was really cool is when the storm passed, and then we have like this nice view at the front of the house, and we could see all the lightning going on while the storm was moving down.
Yeah, the lightning was pretty cool.
There was this one that literally looked like the one from Ragnarok, because it struck down, and in the middle, another part just kind of like went upwards.
And so like,
it looked like it was so cool because like I've never seen lightning like that before, because normally it's just like lightning done, but this one it was like lightning, but then bing, it was like reflected back, so it lasted longer. I was like, holy shit, that was awesome. I told my mom this morning, and she's like, oh, maybe there's a chance it hit something and it reflected back, perhaps. I'm not too sure. And I'm like, fucking Mjolnir's on Earth.
We gotta go. Reclaim it for ourselves.
Like, imagine Callan in the car just like driving, goes like this. He's like, where did you see that? We must find it! Just floors it.
I pull an Indiana Jones. I swap it out for the prop one that I've got.
Oh, 100%.
The one right here. Actually, it would be kind of funny if so for the viewers, I personally have got like a the Marvel Mjolnir replica, where Callan's got a much cooler northern replica of Mjolnir. I will kind of
away from me.
Yeah, I would kind of love it if this. I would not be too upset if your hammer broke mine, because you could be like, mine's the proper one, you fucking comic book bastard.
The only sad part is that probably wouldn't happen because mine is a hollow PLA.
Yeah, yours is hollow. Mine's a bit more thicker.
Yeah.
Is that the wooden one or?
Hmm?
Is that wooden or no?
No, this is exactly like yours. This is the.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
This is a solid plastic one. And probably it's got a small metal frame inside, maybe?
Yeah, but like an aluminum rod going through it to hold it and whatnot.
Well, no, this is like thick plastic. I do want one of yours, a northern replica, so I can put it next to it.
My axe could shatter it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's another one I've got. I love it. I've got one of both of yours. Really, I've got Jai's hammer, and I've got Callan's axe.
True. And together, we are hammer axe bros.
Actually, if the two items had sex, it's literally just Thor's axe.
It is.
Oh my god!
What's it called? Stormbreaker. That's it.
Yeah.
I bought a prop of that, and I'm so disappointed with it.
Yeah.
It looks like
shit. There's so many that are shit. Like, I haven't seen yours, but
yeah, I'll show you. I'll grab it.
I looked around for a hot while. They're all dog shit. They're all either really small or they just feel like a toy.
No, that's fair.
That's 2 size is all just flashing lights and shit, and they've got buttons and crap on them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what was it? If, like, next time we all get together, we all bring, like, a Thor item to have, like, a quote-unquote Thor party.
I can see it.
Oh, 100%.
Exactly.
I mean, look, okay, so Joe's just walked back in, and from, like, view, like, from a step or two away, it doesn't look that bad.
But when you look at it closely...
I know the one that he's got. Yeah, that thing's dog shit.
Like, it's not too bad with the metal part, but the...
Dude, too small.
It's too small.
Well, it is.
Well, first off, I don't know why the handle's curved. That's not curved in the movie.
But I think it's a little curved.
Nah. Really isn't. Well, but yeah, no. It's
death, though.
The Stormbreaker image.
The wood's disappointing.
You know what? You're right. It isn't curved.
And actually, is that on purpose? Or have I done that? There's a bunch of trackers on the top, and I'm like, where did this come from?
Oh.
I don't know. But anyway, this is way more hollow than the hammer. So it just feels like plastic shit. Here, you hang on to it, Jai.
I mean, it's still got some sort of weight to it.
Am I just being picky? Because it doesn't feel powerful when I hold it, unlike this hammer. I feel like a badass. I think I'm being picky.
You 100% are.
Nah, I think just, relative to its size, it's not as dense. Beverly Hills Bright. It's not as dense to it as compared to anything else we've got.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the Leviathan axe. Like, you can't beat that.
That thing is as dense as it gets for size.
I kind of
blades
do
are something. A close second, but
I kind of want to do some work on my Leviathan axe. Like, kind of like find like some diamonds or gems that look similar to the ones in the game, and then glue them on. And maybe I know someone bought the exact same axe, and I'm pretty sure they like they gently cut it open and they inserted LEDs into it.
I can see it.
I do believe I've seen the same video that you're talking about. It was sick. It looked bad at the end.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So we concluded that I'm just a picky brat. I'm the Aussie Beverly Hills kid. Let's just put it like that.
You really just figured that out?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, pish posh.
Exactly. It is perfectly fine. I do want another weapon, though. I don't know what I want, but I want to start looking around for other weapons. Because I've got my Attack on Titan swords, I've got my Mjolnir. I don't want to look elsewhere for something else.
I think you would want the Blades of Chaos.
Yeah, but that like you've already got some. Callan, I believe, has got some.
Callan's got the good ones. I bought mine many years ago. Yeah, and they're kind of shit compared to Cal's.
You went for what was like the standard for about 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones in production. They're the only ones that people could really get their hands on unless you were willing to spend about $1,500 on a custom set.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do that.
Back during release, like God of War 1, there was a company that did an official, like a merch release. And it was the really thick, chunky kind of blades. They looked like stone, but they were made out of solid aluminum or aluminium, as normal people say it.
I do kind of hate, but I also think it's funny, the people that like, you know, compare specifically like to fine detail about games that have like transferred to like the next generation. And, like, one person did it on God of War, and I remember how they're like, I'm not really sure how I feel about God of War 2018, because the blades are just so skinny. He's like, look at the ones in the PS1, PS2, and they're so thick, they're big, they're heavy. Like, where did all that weight go? It's so much thinner. I'm like, does it really fucking matter?
It really does. They couldn't make it look any thinner, because then you wouldn't be able to fucking see them.
No, I think the person's asking why are they not thicker.
Oh, sure, on 2018, that would just look fucking stupid.
It would. They probably have tried it, and they're like...
I'm sure modders have just, like, put in the exact direct models from the OG era right into 2018, and it looks goofy as fuck.
Yeah, it goes through, like, all the flooring and the walls and everything.
Yeah.
You also need to think that Kratos also grew. Like, he was also a lot more bulkier than what he was in the God of War 2.
So that's what they are.
They're going to look the exact same.
You just told that person, then. You just told them. You just destroyed their career, man. Sure. You're just like, mate, you don't know shit.
They'll never come back from this one.
No, of course not. And we all know it's one specific listener that listens to this podcast.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we doing today?
We normally we do this for ourselves. We enjoy 100%. It. We love this. Ourselves
and our friend group, really.
we just enjoy talking to. We enjoy listening to our own voices.
Well, sure. You
well,
like Cal listen to the first part.
I listened to the episode that you two did without me, which is exactly. The only episode, I think the only or maybe the second episode that's ever been done without me. So, yeah.
Yeah. And the that ratings went up.
I don't remember them. I mean, it might have. Probably because there was one extra listener.
I was taking the piss. I would have no fucking clue.
I remember one night when I finished up work, Joe came by and picked me up. And I was like, oh, you want to hear what I was like just listening to? I was like, oh, yeah, sure, why not? So I threw on my phone to like the AOX in the car and started to play the intro of our like podcast. And Joe's like, why the fuck do you listen to it? I'm like, bro, what do you mean? Like, I listened to it to have a bit of fun and to like laugh at the jokes that we made. And he's like, but like, it's so like up yourself, it seems, just in my head. I'm like, bro, it's just funny. Like, it's fucking retarded.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? It is something amusing. So the one that you two did got about 6 plays, which is a fair bit more than usual. Kind of, you know, it's the average.
Whoa!
I think it's like roughly average. Every now and then we do a shit one. The one we did afterwards, that is a big rock last week, 2 plays.
Nice, of course.
But here's something interesting. Zoomers Cannot Comprehend 9/11 has got 8 plays. And Just Don't Watch This One, which was like 2 months ago, 15 plays.
Nice.
I'm just saying that we should reverse psychology people and make 9/11 jokes in the title.
100%.
And that's 9/11. How we get the most plays.
9/11, why not 9/12?
9/11/2023, let's bring it back.
We need to rehash 9/11, we need a hashtag update.
Exactly.
Where's the next World Trade Center?
I think it's in Dubai.
Oh, we have
checks out.
We have one in Australia. There's one in Sydney.
Well, everyone's got one, but like you want to go for the big one that people care about.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a. Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's near the biggest building.
No, I mean, I guess in that sense, it'd still have to be somewhere in the US because whenever terrorism or genocide happens outside of the West, no one cares.
Yeah, I think the Crown is one of the tallest buildings in Sydney right now.
All right, we're taking out the Crown restaurant.
Why don't we just take out the Westfield, the fucking spinning restaurant?
Not to say dark, not to trigger anyone in the audience, but like. Can you imagine if someone like, because the Crown is like near the Sydney Harbour, it's right next to like, you know, the ocean and stuff. Can you imagine a plane crashed into it? It would do some other damage to around Sydney, but can you imagine just majority of it landed in the water? Not hurting any boats or anything, but it just like majority landed in the water. Can you imagine if the terrorists were just like,
Jeremy, you had one fucking job.
he's like, you know, we gave them a good run for their money, and he goes like, he went the wrong way.
He hits it all just lands straight into the fucking harbor.
Yeah, yep. It's just like, you could have done more if you went the other way, if you took a right instead of a left.
And see, this is why we go for the Westfield, that's like central CBD.
Exactly.
And as the
that lit cafe shit.
No, exactly. As the plane hits, it comes down and just scatters everywhere.
Exactly.
Because again, it's a spinning restaurant, so...
Yeah. It should just continue spinning like a Beyblade of death.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you glance it on the side, like or like hit it from below, like you knock it over, get some spin on that baby, and then just whoosh, that thing will just keep rolling.
Just like
you
have like
get
low
maximum damage.
Stop talking. You guys are going to be hired by terrorists.
No. Hold on, last thing, just hear me
they
out.
They should.
Low altitude of the plane, and then as we're going to hit it, we like instantly increase the altitude and just go straight up to then send it at an angle. And
exactly,
it comes down, hits the side, spins, and takes out the rest of the like area nearby.
Just imagine the two of us standing in front of a whiteboard in front of a bunch of terrorists, and it's like, you got that?
Good. Walks away.
Let's make you it happen, boys.
High five around.
My place.
I think comes with some record. I don't. I'm not sure. Is it? I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, all right, so you've got that plan, game plan, sweet, and break. Terrorism in the center. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no.
I just love, like, Joey sighing constantly.
I don't know.
He's like, oh, man, this generation's too soft, and they make terrorism jokes.
Maybe Eric Cartman, please, has there been a South Park episode where Eric Cartman's actually planning for the terrorist?
He joined forces with Cthulhu to kill the world.
Sure.
Yeah.
Does that count as terrorism?
Yeah, I suppose.
Actually, there was that time where they joined up with the Somali pirates.
Actually, yeah.
He wanted to play pirates. Yeah. The Somali pirates.
I don't know if it was specific or not.
I think it was.
Fair enough.
Because they're the only pirates nowadays, besides online stealing the pirates.
It was the Somali pirates.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. Thought it was.
Cool.
No, I even went to my partner's colleague's birthday. And I believe it was the mother, and she was like, ask me about my tattoos, and I got 2 pirate tattoos. I'm like, I just like the historical, how it started. Because, you know, they were privateers, then after the war with the Europe, and that, you know, ended, there was no job for them. But all they knew was piracy. So they were like, all right, we're just going to just start doing our own piracy. We're going to keep doing what we do. And then before you know it, they start attacking the British ships and then so on and so forth. History's made. And then she's just like, what about the pirates today? And I'm like, I don't know anything about them. Like, I don't know.
Funny now that I think about it.
No, I don't know. I really like, you know, I assume it's like, you know, the same game. They were probably ripped off or something. And then they were like, all right, we're going to do some pirates here. But this time we got machine guns and stuff.
Yeah. I just love how, like, the thought of, like, them rocking up to, like, a cruise boat or anything to that effect, just with AKs with them all. Just like, all right, give us all your shit. It's like, oh, okay, sure.
Hey, doggy.
It's like, I'm not going to argue with an AK to my face.
Yeah, well, there was, like, a movie with Tom Hanks, isn't it? About him being boarded by pirates.
Something like that.
I mean, maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
Tom Hanks does a lot.
He does.
A lot.
He does. It's his job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, talking about Tom Hanks and like
movies, let's talk about his tongue effect.
I forget what the movie is called, but it's where Tom Hanks is a pilot and he has to fly a plane. Yeah, Sully.
Great film.
Oh, absolutely amazing. But see, if that film was to appeal to more of the Middle Eastern countries, he wouldn't have gone for the river. He would have more gone.
For fuck's sake! Oh my god. So what are you saying? They're like, okay, we want to do well in this market, even though it's all about a story where the first pilot ever landed in the Hudson. But we're going to change the whole movie. We're going to change the camera angle and he hits a building. His so they do better sales.
Multiple residential areas. He's now going to be wearing a Taliban mask and like the turban, the everything, and we're gonna rewrite history with this movie. Like, perfection.
They just do like an actual like documentarian recreation of 9/11, and it's just a bunch of colored individuals and Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Joey, and he's so just dressed in what he's just dressed like Tom Hanks. He's hella white. He's got khakis on and everything.
Yep.
Everyone else is dressed area regional appropriate.
Mm-hmm. With like big quote unquote chests that they're covering up.
Yes. Exactly.
I don't know if I feel bad for Joey or not right now, but this is great.
the dumbest thing.
It's in concept similar to how a Muppet film works, where you acknowledge where they're very different, but you don't acknowledge that. You know, all the good Muppet films, either the human actors don't acknowledge that they're puppets, or the human actors are just as much puppet as the puppets.
Except like that R-rated Muppet film. You ever seen that? It's like a detective.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. There's only one.
Yeah, Happy Time Murders.
Look, man, I was thinking of off-brand R-18 Muppet films. All right, there's bound to be a lot.
A shit film, but it was. They only had like three funny moments.
It was alright.
They tried too hard. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, they didn't have. I don't think they had as much experience working with puppets.
Yeah.
As compared
Sorry, go on.
Well, just as compared to. I mean, okay, what studio did that? I'm curious now.
Probably Warner Brothers.
That well, does check out. That, that was. SEX.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that.
Henson Alternative. Who the fuck are you?
Hang on. Doesn't Disney own.
Muppets? Oh, the Muppets? Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
They kind of fucked around with them.
And Sesame Street, right?
Yeah, technically.
Why is that not on Disney Plus then?
Because it's Disney and they don't want to have to pay taxes on the tens of seasons of fucking Sesame Street. I think it's on HBO technically right now.
Yeah.
Maybe they're waiting for that licensing to finish up and then they'll put it on Disney Plus. That's what happened with the Spider-Man films. They were all on Netflix and
Stan. Yeah.
Then the contract ended, then they were like, yeah, we can get all the Spider-Man now on the Blade Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta say they're hiding, and I hate that I know this, but they've hidden about 40 seasons of old school Sesame Street.
Oh yeah.
Because they don't want to have to pay to have all of them up on streaming.
Yeah.
Either that or they're like, oh, our parents are gonna complain that they said the letter N and they could interpret it wrong or something.
Yeah, you wish. Old school Sesame Street was hella black.
Yeah, by the way, if anyone I know no one's gonna listen to this part, but if you're a parent and you whinge about every fucking thing on the internet and TV, go fuck yourself. All right.
You learn how to moderate your children's internet experience.
If you put so much time in complaining into looking after your child, then you wouldn't have to stress about them being mind fucked. Just fuck off. I'm sick of hearing, I'm sick of everything, like on news crews or like anywhere on news, social media. There's always like a parent being like, "Oh, parents have complained this." They complained about a Bluey episode. That they taught them, they used the word fat. True. If you're fat, you're fat. Mm. Like, I don't see what the problem is.
They complained about a pony taking a shit.
Yeah, see, the fuck?
Cartoon pony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ponies don't take shit, sweethearts. Fucking
hell. Not real.
Oh, what about Hard Solo? There's seriously a campaign getting rid of it or rebranding it because they're like, oh, the kids are going to think it's Solo. I'm like, the kid is black! It says Han Solo! Teach them to fucking read!
Why do the kids even have access to your alcohol anyways, huh?
Yeah, it's not another thing! Welcome to a fucking shelf! Sorry, I'm yelling too much, but seriously.
It's not as if the kids are going to walk into BWS and pick it out on the shelf themselves. You're the one buying it.
I'd be kind of concerned if they were able to just walk straight the fuck to BWS and be like, yep, this is mine now.
Hey, Mr. Can I have some Solo? I would love it if Solo actually released another drink called Hard Solo Zero. Underneath, just Solo. That should be an April
free.
Oh, Solo. I hope. Now that's an April Fool's joke they should do on social media. Just post a poster of that because that would be fucking hilarious.
Solo PepsiCo, I think.
My parents have nagged me. They think I should go into marketing. like advertisements.
Oh, you should have done my old degree.
Yeah, because I've got some dumb ideas.
It costs like 60k.
Yeah, only 60k.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Easy.
Fuck uni.
Wait, that's why I dropped out.
Yeah. I should have dropped out quicker.
Same.
Yeah.
It's annoying because the piece paper's worth it, but the cost is so fucking high.
It shouldn't be.
Back no, it 70s, shouldn't. It like, was free. It's okay if I'm okay that it charges money, a couple hundred, but not fucking 1,000 per unit. I'm like, you're taking the piss.
Mm.
True.
And the thing is, like, for example, I paid, like, if anyone knows anything about finances, you have a thing called fixed cost and various, I think it's called various cost.
Or variable.
Yeah, variable cost, something like that. I think it is variable, actually. Thank you. And so, like, the fixed cost is permanent, all right? No matter what, you have to pay that exact amount. Variable is, like, is the cost you have to pay per unit in order for you to make profit, all right? So the more you sell, the various cost goes low, therefore the more profit you make, right? So the thing is, like, for a unit I'm about to do computer graphics. And I've looked at it, and there is 9,980 students enrolled. In max, they can have 9,999 students. So, and I'm like, and that unit still cost $1,052. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, what am I paying for? You've obviously hit the profit margin. Like, why is it still so high these days?
Have you considered price gouging?
And I bet. Yes, I know, but I'm just trying to think of an ethical point of view. And plus, I bet you $50, all they're going to do is re-upload pre-recorded lectures. So even the fuckers aren't even talking to me.
True.
Alright, sorry, I've had my ramp. There we go.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Uni's worth it, but it's fucking not.
In this day and age, it's getting less and less worth it.
Oh, 100%.
Purely because... Not just because of, like, how much you're paying, but because you what you get out of it at the end. Because more and more people are educated these days, like, uni attendance is at an all-time high. Although it might be starting to fall off a little bit in the past couple of years.
Yeah, no, COVID definitely had a big impact on it.
This is as good as it gets. The most people are educated ever. And all of a sudden, job market-wise... You get less opportunities employment-wise from having a degree. You end up significantly hampered into entry-level positions, like a very simple shit, like data entry. Which, yeah, you got to start somewhere, but at the same time, you can get a data entry job right out of high school.
Yeah, like I was about to say, I could even go for one and I dropped out at year 10.
Exactly.
You never know if I can get it, but there's still always the chance that they're like, oh yeah, fuck it, we'll get him in and then teach him up from there.
So, like, unless you already know someone and it's a case of nepotism, which in my specific course, there was a lot of nepotism. A lot of people who had people who were already in the industry because it was a very social networking industry.
So, in summary, yeah. I've just been wasting the last... 4 years.
You won't know until you try.
Exactly. You're doing great.
I literally was there for my mum. She recently was finally able to get her bachelor after dealing with us 6 fucking kids. you go up, you get your paper, and you wait for everyone until when everyone's done, you stand up, you leave. I really want to just grab it. Because my family's like, oh, we're going to be wooing as loud as we can. I would love to shake my hand, take the photo, and then just walk. Instead of walk back to my seat, I just want to walk past my parents and be like, all right, we're going. I'm sick of this shit. Let's go. No disrespect to you guys, but I'm fucking sick of this place.
See, like, imagine if you end up graduating with a class that does a walkout.
I tell everyone that plan, and we all go with it.
Works every time.
It's like,
what are they going to do? Revoke it? They gave me the piece of paper.
I paid the fee. I have passed the units. Fuck off.
Nah, it's just like, as you guys all start walking out, they're like, where are you all going? It's like, we're fucking done with uni. Fuck off. Like,
I'm going to the bar and I'm having a drink.
Yep.
I'll only go back to uni if they pay for it. If I have a job and they want me to take a role, but they're like, oh, you have to do this degree first. I'm like, yeah, you pay for it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
This is also true. That is one venue where it's very much worth it. Someone else is paying for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Used to be free in the 70s, but I won't mention that.
Yeah, we all know. They allow colour people. We're nice people. We're nice. We allow colour people.
Well, technically, the
70s. That's going to give you 50 bucks.
Good reform, but then we dropped it.
Yeah. That's why I say to my dad all the time. The
industry wants to make money.
That's why I said to dad. He would be. He's brought up one time, and I'm like, Dad, yours was for free. Shut up. Yeah, like he's told me how difficult it was with because we didn't have internet. I'm like, fair enough, Dad. But yours was for free.
Oh no, you had to go to the library.
Oh no.
Oh.
Mate, he had to do like the old coding system where you had a palm card and you had to poke holes in it.
Oh, the punch cards. That's fun. I like that. The dex codes and everything. Yeah, that's cool. That's really relevant now.
He met one student where he actually tipped it over. Like, to make anything useful, these punch cards were, like, so stacked high.
Oh, absolutely.
And then this mate, his was just like, boop, just went everywhere. What of a cunt.
That's funny. It wasn't at the time, but it is now.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I will say that is one thing about like most tech degrees, like specifically with something like coding, that does give me the heebie-jeebies, is that in about 5 years, your entire course could be irrelevant.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. You just like, there's a lot of concepts that I like compare with my dad and me, because he actually had a major. First off, there was no computer science back when he was studying. He only had a Bachelor of Science and a major in mathematics and computing. So, yeah, so that's where he had to do some sort of form of programming, but the concepts are still there. The basic concepts are still there, but when it comes to certain programming languages and the way we do websites, that's probably the biggest one.
This is
just my dad. They won't bore you guys, but with a thing called HTML, I'm using one of these different elements, and my dad's like, we use nothing but tables. It was a table within a table within a table within a table within an element with a table within a table within a table within an element. And I'm like, okay.
I use Google Sites.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's kind of interesting how well it's compared it, how much it's changed, but yeah. I won't lie that I have been very nervous because I'm so close to finishing. I'm doing summer school tomorrow, start summer school tomorrow. I've got 8 units left to pass, and then I'm always nervous that like after I get the piece of paper, it's like, well, you don't have any proper work experience, so, you know, we can't really hire you. I think I'm just going to kill myself if that happens.
Then Bunnings is like, hey, you've been working with us for so long. Here's a $5 raise.
Yeah. I will cry. I would seriously kill everybody. Actually, no, I won't kill everybody. You guys are okay.
Yay.
I'll be a terrorist and blow up the uni.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. So we're all joking about it. He actually confirmed it. So
all he's got to do is not fail his degree. He's got to get his degree and then have no employment opportunities afterwards, mm-hmm. and then we can commit terrorism.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. Westfield, we're coming for you.
Well, no, we're gonna do a uni campus now.
True. We'll do both.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. There's 3 of us.
Exactly.
I'm just going to plant some C4 in the server rooms and just blow it up.
Okay, you do that. I need to go get my fucking plane license. Shit.
Alternatively, I mean, you could just plant some potatoes here and there. Those fuckers will grow anywhere.
True.
Impossible to get out. if they've just thrown like their way into in everything.
Like in a exactly. server rack.
Or imagine, I can imagine
Callan. I can imagine Callan wearing like Callan wearing a ninja suit, and he's like being retarded of like trying to like sneak around. Da, 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 and then he gets to the server room, and he opens the door slightly, and he goes like, and he like grabs a potato from his pocket, whispers to it, he's like, "Grow big and strong." Throws it, and then closes the door, and he starts running.
I'd at least like jam it into a server drawer or something.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, no, he puts it right under the server, then he like pulls some water and then he like pats on it. It just like crawls back on.
Just gives it a little kiss and goes off.
Yeah.
And, like, it tucks it in with like a little like handkerchief blanket, like
then reads it a bedtime story.
I get while some wearing the ninja soul, outfit. I fertilize it.
Oh, the security guys. People watching the surveillance cameras would be fucking cracked up laughing. They're like, what are you fucking doing? Until one of them's there, like,
but they just want to see what happens.
So yeah, until one of them's like, all right, let's go get this guy. And the guy's, no way, I like this bedtime story. Let's let him finish.
I like this story. Let him finish.
It's about the fallen star. I never know what happens.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Potato terrorism. It's going to happen. Exactly. You know what? One anecdote that I, briefly, because we're about done, but I just remembered this, and it was rather amusing.
Amazing.
Went to Good Things yesterday, yada, yada, yada. Didn't saw like half a Fallout Boy or whatever. Not that interesting.
Yep.
As it is known, I am a 6'2" something beardo, so I'm not very approachable. I never make friends at these sort of things.
Of course.
But
I don't want to talk to anyone anyway, so that's all good. But I was with my partner, an absolute tiny midget of approachability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we end up making friends with someone. She's like, "Hey, come to our table, grab some lunch real quick."
This is my partner, Callan. Hello.
Hello. But yeah, we're at this table with this woman. She's got her dad with her. They're besties. It's all cool. And then they ask if we had kids. That's my
ask that?
Because I make people around me look 30.
Yeah, good point.
That's fair. I don't get asked for ID when I hang out with you, so.
Exactly.
You should have. Please tell me you were just like, I wouldn't know. I went to go grab some milk and then moved houses.
No, I just hit him with the I'm 21, and they didn't believe me until I pulled out my ID.
Also, don't want to bring up shade to it, but nice voice crack a little bit there.
Thank you. It's too early.
Yeah, I heard you working on it for a bit there. It was very nice. But with that, thank you everyone so much for listening. This has been insert podcast name here. I almost said our old podcast name.
Close enough. Again. Same thing.
True. my name has been Jai. Theirs hasn't.
Mine's better. Mine's with a E and a Y. It's Joey.
I've got five, but you don't need to know one.
Exactly. With that, we talked about a lot of terrorism at the arse end of this.
Mostly terrorism.
Mainly they did.
We talked about...
I just hate uni.
Well, yeah, Joey complained a lot, as he does.
That's all I bring to the table.
True.
We also spoke about coffee and just, again, more terrorism.
Mostly terrorism, again.
This was definitely the terrorism episode.
This is the terrorism episode.
No, all right, this is the title. Internet problems? Terrorism. There you go.
The only way.
Yeah.
Right,
but with that, again, thank you so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your evening, morning, and or afternoon. And
scene.
Fuck off, I suppose.
Bye.
I said fuck off.